Brothers and sisters in Christ, you will not have missed out that the main theme of today's readings is humility. The mere fact of citing it should drive any preacher to silence. But we must meditate for a few moments on these texts that draw our attention to it. Humility taught by Sirach, Master of Wisdom. My child, he says, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts, and you will find favor with God. Humility that Christ teaches when you are invited by someone to a wedding, or when you invite yourself to a banquet. The scripture, if you pay attention to it, very often speaks of the diligence of God for the humble. In Psalm 147, verse 6, it is written, "The Lord loves and gives aid to the poor, but casts the wicked to the ground." And in Mary's Magnificat, humility comes twice. He said, "He has looked upon his handmaid's lowliness. He has thrown down the rulers from their thrones, but lifted up the lowly, the humble." And Jesus himself reveals to us that he is meek and humble of heart in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Brothers and sisters, after the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity, the virtue of humility is one of the main Christian virtues, or in any case, it has the vocation to be one. Why? Because it is the condition for the growth of charity. Saint Catherine of Siena tells us that humility is the nurturing mother of charity. It is the land outside of which charity cannot grow. Therefore, let us not believe that we live in charity if our hearts are not inhabited by true humility. In any case, our daily life shows that this virtue is not the most spontaneous note of the human soul. On the contrary, since Adam and Eve, the human heart is a bottomless barrel. So many people have the thirst for honor and cravings for power. So many people think of their neighbor. If he is useful to me, I use him. If he embarrasses me, I dismiss him. So many people, even Christians, think only of succeeding at all costs. And even today, modern advertising still offers us many clichés to always shine, seduce, be successful and advancing, be fashionable, become rich and dominate in one way or the other. Moreover, it is to prevent these impulses from generating disturbances that protocol is resorted to in public institutions, but also in ecclesiastical ones. In this sense, someone said that protocol consists of an harmonious arrangement of human pride, which is absolutely true. Yes, brothers and sisters, we all know this. All we have to do is to open our eyes and put them on ourselves to know that no one is immune to these proud impulses. This is why humility is first and foremost a human virtue. Humility, says Saint Thomas Aquinas, is what restrains the mind so that it does not tend immoderately to high things. And since we must not fall into discouragement, he adds that we must not only be humble, but also magnanimous. Magnanimity being the virtue that encourages us to pursue reasonably what is great. When you are invited to a wedding, said Jesus, do not recline at table in the place of honor, but take the lowest place. What an excess. But this excess shows us that we are not talking here about human morals, but divine. Yes, this excess is not an invitation to play the modest. It is a radical call to a life all turned to Christ so that one day we may hear, my friend, move up higher, as it is said in this gospel. And he, our Lord Jesus, is empowered to ask of us because he himself lives it. It is God himself who in Christ lives this abasement whose measure escapes us. The letter to the Philippians says this, Christ, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Philippians chapter 2. And the nuptials he is talking about are those of each of us with him, and of him with us, those he invites us to live to the measure of our humility. Then our humility is well configured to Christ. It is a way that certainly leads us to God, but obviously it is not innate to us. It is not innate to us. It is the fruit of the grace given to us by Christ to be like him and to assimilate us to him, especially through our participation in the sacraments and in the Eucharist. So, brothers and sisters, at the heart of this Eucharist, we will ask through the intercession of Mary, the humble handmaid of the Lord, for the grace to constantly exercise humility towards ourselves, humility towards others, and humility towards God, so that the word of Jesus that we heard today may be fully realized for us. The one who humbles himself will be exalted. Amen.